I'm Alex Keefe with VPR News. It's all but certain that former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton will be the Democratic presidential nominee. But Senator Bernie Sanders has been saying for months that he's staying in the race until the convention, in part, to influence the party's platform. That's the document outlining the beliefs and policies that'll govern the party and its message for the next 4 years. Today we're talking with the one Vermonter Sanders has appointed to the party's platform committee. Bill McKibben is an environmentalist and activist, and he joins us on the line. Bill McKibben, welcome to VPR.
Well, good to be with you as always.
You had your first meetings of the platform committee this week, I understand. Before we get into policy, briefly explain how this process is going to work leading up to the convention in July.
That's a good question, and one that I think is still a little open. Usually, it must be said, the platform is a document that, I don't know how to say it politely, is not well read. And that's because usually, you know, there's been a clear consensus nominee, and they basically put their stump speech into prose, and there it is, a platform. This year, it's going to be more interesting, and perhaps a kind of vehicle for trying to bring everybody together as we head toward the fall. Ms. Clinton appointed six people to the platform committee, and Bernie appointed five, and the DNC, the Democratic National Committee, Debbie Wasserman Schultz, appointed four.
So then the idea is you produce this document that's what, voted on by the full convention in July?
That's right.
Sanders has talked about tougher restrictions on Wall Street as being in the platform, raising the minimum wage, a host of other potential platform planks, as they're known. As an environmentalist, what do you hope to see in the platform when this is all said and done?
I hope that it has moved some ways from where it was 4 years ago. I went back and looked at the last one, and President Obama was then calling for what he's called the all-of-the-above energy strategy, where we made use of every possible source of power and dug up as much oil and coal and gas as we could, along with solar and wind and things. I think the time has come to be making a decisive pivot in the direction of renewable energy and away from fossil fuel. I think we need to set in very, with hope that we'll set in real powerful numbers about where we need to go and how soon. And I hope that we come out of there saying that we need to be at 100% clean and renewable energy, not by 2100, which is what the G7 nations have committed to, but by the middle of the century.
Are you confident that you can get the kind of things you're talking about done during this process?
I'm not confident, because I don't know how it all... I mean, I've never done it before. In fact, this is as close to the inside of any of these kind of processes I've ever been. So I'm not confident. On the other hand, I got to tell you, when I helped introduce Bernie at his campaign launch a year ago in Burlington, I was not confident that he was going to do very well at all. So if I'm not confident, I'm hopeful and I'll do my best to be hardworking.
You mentioned at the top that the party platforms were probably not very widely read documents. Realistically, what impact do you hope that this can have when it's all said and done?
I think this one may actually be fairly widely read. Not probably for its eloquent prose, but as a kind of way to see what the impact of the remarkable Sanders campaign has been. It should demonstrate the fact that there are a lot of new people engaged in this process, and they're engaged in it for very powerful, issue-oriented reasons. So let's hope that it reads differently than the last time around, because the world's a different place than it was 4 years ago.
We've been talking with Bill McKibben. He's an author, environmentalist, and activist, and he was one of Senator Bernie Sanders' appointees to the Democratic Platform Drafting Committee for this summer's national convention. Bill, thanks for speaking with us.
Thank you very much.